Talking Schmidt, January 1st, 2019. Happy New Year, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, weighing in at a lean 164 pounds, hailing from the sandy beaches of Dog Beach, San Diego, now living in the epicenter of Brooklyn, New York, he's the only person to ever be on the cover of Harsh Barge, and one of my best bros, welcome Alexander Scott Horn, a.k.a. Cranny.
Hey.
What's up, man?
Great to be on your podcast talking some schmiet. And I'm from Pacific Beach.
Ooh.
Not from Ocean Beach, but I love it there.
I've been to Dog Beach
with
you.
You have been. Yeah, you have been to Dog Beach with me.
So how's it going? How's 2018 been for you?
Oh, man, it was quick. I think like every damn year goes quicker and quicker. And then, but this year was dope as hell, actually, for me and my lady, my wife, Christy, who's sitting here next to me as we speak on this first podcast with you, Schmitty. Love it. Stoked. People are going to be really excited, I think, on this conversation. They already signed off, probably, once they heard my voice.
We're breaking the internet.
No, it was really good. Fuck, man. We finished our house in Mexico. Yeah, it's finally done, and we just actually were down there right before Christmas. My wife and I spent a couple weeks down there doing acid and surfing, basically.
What part of Mexico is it?
It's a little town called Higuera Blanca. It's an hour north of Vallarta.
Higuera Blanca,
compa.
And how are the waves there?
Man, heavy. Right in front of our house, actually. It's all that whole area in Punta Mita. It's that whole zone right north of Vallarta is just, fuck, it's got such good waves. Really nice 80-degree water, perfect little machine waves, and it's, like, consistent year-round. So it's a spot I don't think, like, too – I mean, people know about it for sure, but – it's not too blown out, you know what I mean? So when it gets good, it's like, it's really, really good. Waves are good in front of our house. It gets a little scary, actually. It's it's just like a really heavy beach break. They call it Cookie Monsters. It just eats boards. Jordan was just down there, actually. Tabo Yo-Yon. XTM Santa Cruz Skateboards.
Ooh.
Not the new TM. Has a beard that stinks. Anyways, yeah, Jordan was just down there and ended up, it was a trip out. He ended up getting kind of scammed because there's like a hostel down there in Sayulita that has a skate park connected to it. It's super dope. I think that's where like Wes and Preebs and those guys go down, the Skate Mafia dudes, and had like a bachelor party for Preebs or whatever. But anyways, Jordan got kind of scammed into like thinking he was going to that house in Sayulita, but they took him to some house. He's like, oh, I was at some weird dirt road and middle of nowhere, full rip-off area. He sent me the link to the house today, and it was literally our neighbors.
No way.
He was in our town.
Whoa.
Right behind our house, I guess. But like he said, there's really nothing going on in that town. It's it's super bare bones.
There was 40 people in your pool.
Get some good.
There was a piñata.
That would have ruled. We had a piñata after this last trip for, who was it for?
Ivy.
For Ivy, for her friend.
Oh, okay.
Filled it up.
Ivy, we know you're listening.
Yeah, Ivy.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
¿Qué onda, güey?
I pretty much consider you one of my top friends.
Absolutely.
And one
equally
of the people that travels the most in my life. What are three of your favorite spots you've been to that you want to go back to?
Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
Place rips, man. Holy Christ. That place has everything. It's got great food. It's cheap as hell. There's amazing surf. Dope animals, and we can take those crazy like trains to the tea fields and stuff like that. It's just so much going on there. It's really a dope country. So I'd say that place.
What's the best place you've ever snorkeled?
Ooh, Thailand or the Cayman Islands with you guys.
Whoa.
Yeah, but I think Thailand was incredible.
Is Thailand Indian Ocean?
I don't know.
Or is
I'm
it
scared
the sea?
Now. You just scared me.
Uh-oh.
I don't really know, to be honest. But we also...
What makes it good snorkeling, though? The fish, the reef?
The crazy corals they have there. Just like how desolate you are, you know what I'm saying? Like, we were snorkeling and finding private beaches, you know, and just doing our thing, cruising around. Like, insane right. Amount of underwater wildlife going on there, marine life. I think also, like, yeah, I mean, the Caymans were dope. Exuma Islands.
Came was, is sick.
The Exuma Islands were insane, and so were Turks and Caicos. We did some.
Oh.
But Turks, you know what? Turks and Caicos wasn't much snorkeling. We were just like getting hand hammered.
And just playing on No New Friends.
No New Friends, exactly. Eating $40 sandwiches. It was expensive there. There's no need to go back there, to be honest. But I want to check some more places off in the West Indies and stuff like that. Because, you know, it's like that. It's so easy to go from New York, now that I live there, to the Caribbean and whatnot. Just a little popover and just a couple $100 round trip ticket. It's kind of like our version of going to Hawaii or, you know what I mean?
Cause yeah, because like, you're already on the east. So right. Boom. I know.
Pop over to Europe, too, like 5 hours, super cheap. I love that option.
True or false, you guys are going to Iceland for New Year's.
Ooh, we just canceled that one.
Damn.
We were going to just pop it in. We had been there once, and it was dope as hell, and saw the Northern Lights and did that whole Blue Lagoon thing. We rode a little, little baby horses, little snow horses. Like,
yeah.
Man, it was freezing cold, but that was a dope experience. No, we had to bag that one because and then we were like, should we drive to Canada? Because we just got this 1969 Ford Econoline Super Van 200. I think it's bitch and one owner, 60,000 original miles. We were going to drive it to Canada. I'm not sure if I'm allowed in there. I think I am, though.
I had a DUI in 1993.
Partner's allowed in. I think I'm allowed in. You hear me, Al?
Get Ponce to fly down and grab you.
I've been talking with Ponce, actually, recently. For the first time in a while.
Sick.
Yeah, he's married. He's doing good. Just he actually, during the Cranston fires, he called me. He was flying, and he called me and was like, I'm like, is that a helicopter I hear? He's like, yeah, that's one just passed us by. Just calling from an airplane, cruising around, putting fires out. Mm. He's doing good. I love Ponce. He's an original. For sure. Coors original.
What is the definition of classic cranny?
Oh, man. I mean... There's a couple different ones. I think
depends when who you ask.
Depends where I'm at and who you ask. But with you and Jason at Edge of America, it's like just going to work, just putting whatever that's in front of me that you guys want us to do that we're doing. Like if you do classic cranny stuff all the time, you're working like you build that damn the pathway to the sauna. Like us taking out trees, putting in water lines, you know, water mains, and dusting stuff and. Cleaning shit and organizing. That's classic. That's one version of classic cranny. Or me showing up 38 minutes late with 14 bags baked out of my head, missing my phone charger. That's classic cranny.
How many iPhones have you broken or lost in your life, you think?
Ooh, uncountable amount. 20 for sure, twomp.
Wow.
Twomp sack of those things have gone to the sharks. I've launched my own flip phones under moving cars at times because just they're frustrating. Phones are.
We just got a text message in from Dan Drohobel.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he wants to know, have you ever left a cherry soda in the freezer?
That's how I got when I first met you guys. Actually, I got the nickname Old Cherry Soda. Yeah, it was a Dr. Brown's, whatever the hell those things are called. I left it in the damn... And I exploded, man. I blew it. I left. That was the first time I ever stayed there and everything. He was like, who is this fucking guy, dude? Comes here, gets hammered, and leaves a exploded cherry soda in my freezer. So, yeah, Corpsey, I have. And you know exactly when and where.
I was trying to remember. When did we meet? Was it on a Vox trip?
It was I think it was. Was it Vox or 88 times? I'm not sure it was before it had transitioned from 88 to Vox. It may have been, it was definitely in Seattle. I was up there on the, it was Creature Trip.
Mm. Maybe. Was it the one where P-Stone did the blunt? No. For the keg?
For the keg at Hubbard's?
Yeah.
Shit, man, you know time goes by. It's hard to like place the times.
I couldn't remember the exact
time. It may have been the one where I tried to swim out to the buoy for $50 in the coral weed at Orcas in 50 degree water. It was like 48 degrees.
And Navarette woke up in the middle of the night puking blood.
And that was also, I think, when Josh Perkins broke his ankle and walked all the way into the trail and then all the way back out on it. It was terrible. But that was 2004.
Possible dog boy in the bushes.
Dog boy sleeping in the bushes. Yeah, that was that one. I think that was the one. Sea monster. Dog boy. Up to all the Northwestern homies. Love you.
Hey, that was my first dog boy experience, and he just gets into my car. He's riding shotgun. I'm like, oh, fuck, what's up? And then we get onto the freeway, and right as we get on the freeway, he's like, hold on. He just opens the door. We're going like 60 miles an hour and just starts puking on the freeway with the door open. I was like, okay.
I love Doggy, man. He's another original motherfucker, sweetheart, radical, savage, scary sweetheart.
I wanted you to explain the story of P-Stone doing the backside boneless over the Chanel Ramona. I think it was 2009.
That was the first Rumble.
Okay.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the very first Rumble in Ramona. That was the best one, I think. Just it was new and bitching as hell. P-Stone, man, fucking loved that guy. I met him in 99 through Navarette at the Escondido vert ramp, I remember. And he ripped hard, always ripped, all the way up until the end. Yeah, well, just, you know, we'd always, P-Stone and I and you, we always had bets going on and just doing, you know, throwing shit out there. Like, that one was just like, there's no way. He threw one out, I think. I was just like, steak dinner, next try, backside boneless over the channel. Because I think he threw one out there and, like, it looked like he almost could do it. And I was like, holy Christ. Like,
yeah,
done deal, right? I mean, all he needed to hear was steak dinner, next try. Did it on the spot. Ended up like a year and a half later getting him steak and ribs, brought it to his house in the Excelsior or whatever. He was living on that hill with Anna and the boys. Remember? Yep. Was that the Excelsior?
Outside the Excelsior.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's the Excelsior.
Yeah, well, whatever. That was insane, man. Like, he just, and you can see it to this day, whatever that is on, it's on one of the Rumble Ramona edit.
Yeah, we put it in his tribute video too. Yeah. People like were like, dude, that backside boneless over the Chanel. I was like, yeah.
Just like that. Like, did it like nothing, like, man.
9 years ago.
He was doing that type of shit, I think, with Tom Boyle and the X Games times. Like, yeah, he had doubles. That shit on lock, you know?
For sure.
That dude had a lot of really cool maneuvers and a great style. Yeah, big heart.
For sure. What do you got planning for 2019? This is coming out on New Year's. We're recording it a couple days early, but happy New Year's, everybody.
Happy New Year's.
January 1st, 2019. Huge. Cranny wants to
just live life, man, and be healthy. Honestly, you know what? I want to get my knee fixed. It's been like 8 years of knee death. I already had ACL reconstruction, both my medial and lateral meniscus done like in 2000. And so it's been taking power damage of, you know, just life and surfing and skating and whatnot. So I've been like, I finally got some insurance. I weaseled it somehow and I got insurance. So I have an appointment to see. So in 2019, I'm going to have knee surgery and be able to skate again, hopefully.
Rad, yeah.
You know, I can surf right now, but I can't skate. So, yeah, I'm stoked. That's for sure. And then my wife and I, like I said, bought this van in 1969, Econoline. We're going to take that in about 3 weeks, actually, and drive it to Mexico, to our house
from New York.
Yeah, fill it up with our surfboards and whatever else we need to bring down there. And we're going to kind of take a longer route and go through this little town called Guanajuato and Aguas Calientes and San Juan de Allende and
just
a huevo, cabrones. Ya tú sabes, güey. But yeah, we're going to be checking out that spot and then take our time and work our way down to Mexico and then. Yeah, so pretty much all I got planned for 2019 is just more tequila time and surfing and wifey time and.
What's your favorite tequila?
Oh my God, there's so many, man. Like, I went on a stint for a while with the Clase Azul stuff, but that ended up being too sweet. I think they put too much sugar in that stuff. It's incredible, but
is that the George Clooney? No,
that's Casamigos. They sold that one, but it's still, that one's bitching, but it's kind of a little overpriced. You know, I have one of my favorite ones, to be honest, is this brand called El Tesoro, and they're from Arandas, this little town, and they make really bitchin' tequila, and then they have this one offshoot. It's called Paraíso, I think it's called
Paraíso,
and it is incredible, man. It's just like, it's probably like $100 a bottle or something like that, but it's really insane. So check it out if anybody likes tequila. Really invest in a bottle of this shit. I mean, there's so much, you know, especially down there. You see all these brands you'd never even seen in your life up here, you know.
Yeah.
And especially in Guadalajara area, you get a lot more of that going on than you do down at the beach.
I remember you and Jason got some sick ones in Cayucas.
Oh my God, yeah, that was great.
Remember the dude was explaining all the different shit.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, look at that bottle.
Yeah. Right. I'm into mezcal. I've been like really fucking with mezcal a lot lately, actually.
Love. I got 3 years today. No, not
Dude,
a drop.
It's been that long, man. I remember the day.
New
I
Year's
remember.
Eve, me and Cheryl had a glass of champagne, and then I was like, hasta la vista alcohol.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah. Because I was drinking a little bit. Like, I was kind of weaning
off. You had some wine, I remember.
Yeah. Wine's the one I miss the most, actually.
Absolutely.
I fucking love Josh.
But then, like, exactly. Like, remember when we were joshing? Josh. But, like, when you josh, then you start with one Josh, and you have another Joshy.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, you're having a whole bottle of Josh, and then, like, you're hammered all of a sudden. Like, oh, why am I even drinking? I'm like, it's impossible to quit drinking if you're just, oh, I'm just having wine, because it's a gateway to getting hand-hammered.
Well, how do you think this first podcast is?
Oh, it's lovely. I've just been boring the shit out of you guys out there. But I need to enunciate, too. I'm trying to realize I'm such a fucking mumbler. I've been like that my whole life, marble mouth guy. But it's going good. It's going a lot less awkward than I thought it was going to go because I feel comfortable with you. You're my bro.
Do you think that I need like a stamp intro or ending?
Yeah, and some music.
Hasta la vista is the end. You know, like that always signing off. Yeah.
Something.
Late.
I don't know. If you do, it's got to be good. It can't be cheesy.
I know. I need one though, I think.
I was thinking like, more like zabble dabble in and out.
Giggity giggity. What about something in Spanish? Te lo lavas.
Que tengo un buen día, cabrones.
Entiendes, Mendes, or te explico, Federico.
That's a good one. I like that.
Something like that. I don't know. Well,
I'm sure you will in the coming podcast come up with something clean. I can't think of anything on the spot right now. I'm nervous now. You got me sweating.
Well, how about this? Let's do this. I got an idea.
Said I miss you, Corpsey. I love you if you're listening.
Oh,
and I love you,
sure.
Mags. Margaret, huge love.
You got to introduce this one as it's called Acid Rain Rap.
Whoa.
And it was by a good friend of ours who recently passed.
Mark Hubbard.
And he sent it to us for the OJ show.
No way.
We can end with this song if you want to introduce it.
Hell yeah, man. Of course. Well, my big OG homeboy who smashed a pint glass over his head the first day I met him. This is Acid Rain Rap by Mark Hubbard.
Ah, yeah, this is Ben Schmidt Talk. Thanks for tuning in, and make sure you subscribe. Hit subscribe, because we'll be back next week with another one.
Rest in peace, Marty Hubbard.
Love my bros.
Conch Cranium.
got me living one day at a time. It's not easy to explain what's on my mind. Just as I figure out what I'm gonna say, my head changes direction and headed away. Well, I'm not really trying to push my point across. I'm lost in the message of my train of thought now. I think I can remember what I was gonna say. It's hard to believe the president has any brains. How does he remember what his advisors tell him to say? How does he get out of bed every day? How does he wake up in the morning and look in the mirror? He must be feeding on the corruption and fear. I just can't understand how he'll look in your eyes when he knows we know the truth and he's feeding us lies. He thinks he knows he's got it made in the shade, working for the corporation he's gonna get paid. All the soldiers dying in battle, and all the innocent civilians' houses are rattled. Not to mention what it's gonna do to their lives. Walk around and every day expecting to die. Say the mind's a terrible thing to waste, but they'll shoot you in the back without seeing your face. Nobody knows how to deal with deception and death. It's the last thing on your mind, so you think you're next. My life flashed before my eyes. Stars in the sky flew by at the speed of light. I stood there looking for an empty sound. I listened for the voice trapped in my mind. My mind speaks to me, tells me what to say. You don't have to listen, just go away. You know that I'm not supposed to be alone. That's why that got me living in this halfway home. I wade up to my knees through this toxic waste. As I walk through the shadows of the valley of death, I feel the burn of the fumes in every toxic breath. It's the rise and the fall of society. It crept around the corner of an empty street. The walls are closing in, trapped in a tomb. Each door opens up to an empty room.